Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 20th. In Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, Caesar declares himself to be as constant as the North Star. Unfortunately for Caesar, though, the current North Star, Polaris, turns out to be not very steady at all. Its brightness can vary by quite a bit. No star is completely steady. Even the sun's overall brightness changes by about a tenth of a percent over a period of more than a decade. But some stars vary by a lot. Variable stars fit into a couple of main categories. Stars like Polaris actually pulse in and out like a beating heart. In the case of Polaris, each beat lasts several days. As the star's diameter changes, so does its brightness. For some stars in the same class as Polaris, the change in brightness is even more dramatic. The other category is eclipsing stars. The two stars in such a system orbit in such a way that they regularly pass in front of each other as seen from Earth. When one star covers the other, the system's brightness can drop by quite a bit. Perhaps the most famous example is Algol, the demon star. About every 3 days, the system's fainter star passes in front of the brighter one. That drops the overall brightness by more than two-thirds, a change that gave the star a spooky reputation. Algol is high in the west at nightfall, in the constellation Perseus. Polaris is right where it always is, marking due north every night of the year. We'll talk about some stars that get especially close tomorrow. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.